Hi, I'm Ross Ortega.
Hi, I'm Amit Srivastava.
We're with the Azure networking team, and we're going to talk to you today about different hybrid networking options in Azure and helping you decide which is the best one for your scenario so that you can easily bring your services into the cloud. So if you look at the overall map of Azure, we'll be talking or focusing on the lower right-hand quadrant here. So if you see infrastructure services, you'll see networking. So we'll talk about virtual network, we'll talk about ExpressRoute, VPN gateway, and application gateway, and show you a demo and bring this all together again so that you can easily try out these technologies and bring your services into Azure. So when we look at options, Azure is Microsoft's public cloud. So the simplest thing is just using the internet. But our goal in networking is to make the network disappear. So you should not care about the network. It should just be purely seamless. And so that means extending your infrastructure. And I'll show you what that means in a moment. Basically, we'll use VPN technologies or virtual private networking. So we have something called point to site. This is very simple. Every Windows device has built-in VPN. And so we can configure that. Now, compliance people love this because there's no additional software agents that are coming on. It's just a simple configuration. And we use that at Microsoft to reach our own corporate network when we're at home. So this is very simple. The scenario is for developers. It's a very easy way to get started in Azure. The other one is more traditional. We have site-to-site VPN. This is connecting an entire site. So imagine you have a campus and there's hundreds or thousands of machines behind that that will be connecting to Azure. Where point-to-site was a single machine, site-to-site is for lots of machines, that entire site. And then we have something that's very exciting and we'll talk about is ExpressRoute. This is private network connectivity. The reason it's interesting is that you can actually get to Microsoft's network and not use the internet. So again, for compliance, performance, and we'll go through a lot of deployment details around ExpressRoute. So let's take a step back. What is hybrid cloud? And what is the cloud in general? It's basically consuming services or consuming what you normally had on-premises as a service. So you have your on-premises cloud today. You have infrastructure, you have virtual machines running, and you have your line of business applications. And we want to bring those to Azure and bring them to the cloud. Again, we want the network to disappear. We want this to be a seamless experience. So you'll use the point-to-site VPN, you can use site-to-site VPN, and ExpressRoute. And that is to consume the Azure services. So if we look up at the top of this diagram, you'll see virtual network. We'll consume that, and we'll show you how to configure all this stuff, again, so that you get good performance based on your scenario requirements. So let's talk about extending your infrastructure to Azure. So this is a simpler picture. So you have your data center here, you'll have a VPN, and we'll talk about VPN. But there are really two choices to think about when connecting in. Do you want to use the internet? And so we provide that with point-to-site or really site-to-site VPN here. So you can use IPsec VPN. So this is encrypted. It's very secure. There are some performance things, and we'll talk about that in a minute, that will, again, influence your choices here. But we want to merge these together. So from your services perspective, whether your applications or services are running in your data center or they're running in Azure, doesn't matter, right? The IP addresses look all the same. There might be a little bit difference in performance and latency, but that's about it. So you can use the internet, and that's a good option. We have lots and lots of customers that are doing this today, running very important production workloads. The other option, again, is to bypass the internet, and that would be ExpressRoute. So that's private network connectivity. So instead of a IPsec VPN with ExpressRoute, you'd be using IP VPN, and you'd have to work with one of our partners, and I'll show you a list of our partners that we use today. So there are a lot of options for us and different flexibilities to get your applications running in Azure. So start with the simple one is the VPN. So we've built out a VPN ecosystem. Now, in the Azure networking team, we've gone through and validated all of these different appliances. So these are typically physical appliances that are deployed here in your site-to-site VPN. And so you can see our website and you can see all the devices that we do support. So that's a good way to get started here is with the VPN. Now let's look at ExpressRoute. ExpressRoute is private connectivity and it's a little bit more sophisticated. So what we do is bypass the internet. So basically, Microsoft's network becomes part of your WAN if you're a large enterprise. And so you get much more predictable performance because we're no longer going through the internet. You get better security and privacy. Again, you're not on the internet. So you know, if you have compliance constraints, this is a very good option. Also for very high throughput. With our site-to-site VPNs, you normally get 80 to 100 megabits per second. With ExpressRoute, we can get up to 10 gigabits per second. So order magnitudes, much better performance if it's needed for your scenarios. And then lower costs as we get to larger scales. Now, ExpressRoute, we have many announcements that we're making today here at AzureCon. The most exciting one is that Office 365 is now available. Previously, you could only access Azure services, but now you can access Office 365. So So this would be Exchange Online, SharePoint Online, Skype for Business Enterprise Voice. This is generally available. And here are our launch partners today, AT&T, BT, Equinix, Tata, Telecity, and Verizon. And there'll be more partners coming on, so we're excited to bring our whole ecosystem to support Office 365. In addition to that, we're also will be supporting CRM Online in the near future. So basically, the way to think about ExpressRoute, it's private connectivity to Microsoft's cloud services. And we'll continue to expand that, both in terms of partners and in terms of the capabilities that we give you. We also are announcing ExpressRoute for Government Cloud. So Azure's built out a separate government cloud. This is for federal, state, and local governments here in the United States. And now we have launch partners with AT&T, Equinix, Level 3, and Verizon. So that these are different physical routers that we have in place that we connect to our partners for our government customers. We also are announcing support for Azure Resource Management, and we'll give you some demos about resource management in general or Azure Resource Management, but this is a template-based approach, so it's a much more scalable way to deploy your applications. We also are simplifying our billing options. So any customer now can choose unlimited data or metered data. So if you have a lot of bandwidth that you're consuming, you may want to go with the unlimited data plan so you get predictable billing. If you're just using a little bit of the utilization, then metered might be better for you. But this is now your choice. You can choose what's best for you. And all bandwidth options are available from all our partners now, so or independent of our partners. So from 50 megabits per second all the way up to 10 gigabits per second. So we just want to simplify the overall experience for you. We are also continually building out our ecosystem, so more partners throughout the world. So we're excited to announce Comcast, CoreSite, China Telecom Global, EU Networks, IIX, Megaport, MTN, and SoftBank. And this list will continue to grow and grow over time as we expand our ecosystem throughout the entire world. So ExpressRoute, let's go a little bit deeper into ExpressRoute. Basically, you have to work with one of our ExpressRoute partners from your network to the partner's edge, and then you can get the services. So we look at these different traffic patterns that you can see or different peerings that we have. So one is private peering, and that gets you to Azure Virtual Network. That's the one in the bottom in the blue. This is standard compute. So here, you can imagine your IP addresses. So on premises, you'd have a private IP address, let's say a 10.1 address, going to a 10.2 address. Again, we make the network disappear. Now, the other one you see there in purple in the middle is to get to Azure Public Services. These are services you can get through the internet today, but now with ExpressRoute, you can bypass the internet. So storage, media service are good examples for that. Then I mentioned before, Office 365. So you can get to Office 365, again, without the internet. Now, the internet, it's an option for you. That's always there for failover if you want that. But primarily, you can use ExpressRoute for accessing these properties or these cloud services from us. And again, soon we'll have CRM Online as an option for you. Now, in terms of deployment options with ExpressRoute, we have three different models here. So giving you more flexibility, again, depending on your scenario requirements. So one is the colo or cloud exchange model. So one scenario for compliance, you may want your database or your data or have physical custody of that data. So you would go to one of our ExpressRoute Meet Me sites, you'd put your SAN in the colo there, and then you'd connect to Azure. Now, the exciting thing about this, you're 1 to 2 milliseconds away from Azure. That makes it feels like you're in our data center, but again, you still have physical custody. Again, that might be a good compliance scenario or just a performance reason. Another one in the middle here, you see point-to-point Ethernet. So this is you go work with your Ethernet provider. That's really connecting one site to the Microsoft's network. And then the other one is any-to-any connection. That's kind of IPVPN. So if you have an MPLS WAN, you work with a big network carrier, you may be a customer that has 200, 300 different sites. And in that model, Microsoft just becomes one of those sites of your hundreds of sites. So very scalable solution so that all your sites can get access to Microsoft Cloud Services. Failover is also very important to us. So here's a more complicated model here. So you see here we have a corporate network here, Contoso headquarters in purple here, using ExpressRoute to get to virtual network and public services. But here are some scenarios where we coexist with our site-to-site VPN. One is that you may want the VPN as a backup. So if there were to be a production problem with ExpressRoute, you could always fail over to the VPN to get access to the virtual network. Another scenario is connecting your branch offices. So MPLS traffic may be expensive. You may not want that to all your sites. So you may have some small branch offices. They can use the site-to-site VPN to access that virtual network. So the main corporate WAN is still using ExpressRoute to get to your virtual network, while the branch offices there are coming in to get to the virtual network. And then also global connectivity. And there's a couple models for this. One, you can use the site-to-site VPN, again, to connect to other virtual networks in other regions. We also have ExpressRoute Premium add-on that gives global connectivity. So imagine that you have a virtual network running in Europe. You can access that from any of our North American MeetMe sites or from Singapore or any of our sites throughout the world. So really what we're saying here is that the scenario requirements really drive your connectivity choices. So ExpressRoute provides the most flexibility. So if you need access to virtual networks, Azure Public Services, Office 365, ExpressRoute's a good option for you. Again, low latency, predictable performance, high bandwidth, up to 10 gigabits per second. If you have lots and lots of sites, so hundreds of sites, maybe even tens of sites, that's a good option for you. Again, avoiding the internet. And with the ExpressRoute Premium add-on, you get global connectivity. Site-to-site VPN, by far, most of our customers use the site-to-site VPN for their enterprise production workloads. There, again, we need to be careful about the bandwidth. 80 to 100 megabits typically is what we see. This is really a function of latency. Latency is the reason we can't give you a direct answer about this. Latency is a function of distance, so it depends how close you are to the Azure DC. So that performance will vary. Also, this is on the internet, so it depends on the quality of your internet service provider. But site-to-site's very secure. It's IPsec encrypted, so it's a very good option. And then the simple option is point-to-site. Point-to-site, again, every Windows device has a built-in VPN, and you can take advantage of that. So if you're a small enterprise, or let's say a small business with maybe 5 or 10 people, and you don't even need a physical VPN anymore, or let's say you want access, so you have a site-to-site VPN running here, and you want to have a couple of people that may need access to those assets when they're not at work. So this will work behind a firewall. So the example we always say, maybe you're at a coffee shop, there's an emergency, you need to log into your virtual network. Point-to-site's a very good option for that. So it really just depends on your scenario requirements. We just want to provide the most flexibility to you, again, to make it very easy for you to come into Azure. So we want to pull this all together. So Matt, why don't you show us how easy it is for customers to get running, or get their applications running in Azure. So Matt, let's show people how easy it is to get their applications running in Azure using our hybrid networking technologies.
Sure. So in this demo, we are going to showcase how to set up various components, hybrid components, using Azure Resource Manager. As you know, Azure Resource Manager is the new provisioning system, which allows you to group related resources together into a logical entity called a resource group. And now you can manage, provision, delete all these resources together, all these resource groups together as one single entity, either using PowerShell or templates. So in this demo, we are going to set up a multi-site scenario where we have first VNet, which is shown in red in color, which could be in one location, which is talking to another VNet connected to another location or even a different subscription, a different geography. And these are connected together using the VPN gateway. Now, we also have another on-site or on-prem location, which is shown blue in color over here, which is also connected to the first virtual network, again using virtual network gateway, VPN gateway, and local network gateway. So the first VNet, which is shown in red in color, has an application gateway, and it redirects traffic from the first VNet to either the second VNet or the on-premise location, or also to a VM deployed within that VNet. So as you would know, application gateway is our layer 7 load balancer, and it can talk to resources whether they are within the same VNet or a connected VNet or even to on-prem, and that is what we are going to show in this demo. So let's go and see the resource group which I have provisioned. I'm going to switch to the portal, and let's browse and pick the resource group which I provisioned earlier for this. And here is our resource group. I'll show the template for this in a moment, but you could see that there are 3 VNets and 3 VMs which are deployed in these 3 VNets. And we have an application gateway public IP, the VM public IP, and 3 NICs which are attached to the 3 VMs. And they are set up so that the application gateway is actually talking to the 3 VMs as one backend pool. So it is talking to the VM1 in the same VNet. It is talking to VM2, which is shown in green in color in the slide, which is in the collected virtual network. And it is also talking to VM3, which is blue in color, which represents our on-prem location. So let's see the application gateway public IP. And if we click on all settings, which was set, we will see this is the DNS name which has been allocated to the application gateway. And now I'm going to ping this. And you can see application gateway can be configured with cookie-based session affinity, or the session affinity can be turned off. If the session affinity is turned off, the application gateway simply distributes the load in a round-robin fashion. So every time I refresh the page, it should go to a different VM, which is represented by a different color. So first time it is going to the red VM, which is in the same virtual network. As you can see from the IP address, it is a 100.4 address. If I refresh it, it goes to the second VM, which is in a completely different VNet connected together by a VPN gateway. And this is shown by green color and 101.4. And if I refresh it again, it goes to the third VM, which represents our on-premise setup. So how do we set this up using the Azure Resource Manager model? So this is the first template. It's a long template because I have parameterized it. There's quite a lot of parameters. I have fully parameterized it so that you don't have to specify the VNet names and the subnet names. You can just pass it as a parameters file, which is the second file, where you can see all these parameters. So let's go through exactly what's going on. How do we deploy all these? So first of all, because we are going to deploy VMs, we have to create a storage account. So this highlighted portion right here, it is showing us the storage account which we are going to create for this resource group. And then we are going to create three virtual networks. I'll just highlight one of them here. So here we are showing the first virtual network which we are going to create. And if you see, there are two subnets. One is a web tier subnet where the VM is going to deploy. The second is the subnet where the application gateway is going to deploy. And the third is the gateway subnet where the VPN gateway has to be deployed. You can also configure security groups for each subnet. And once we have created the three virtual networks, now we are creating the public IP addresses. So microsoft.network/public-ip-addresses. This is the resource which allocates the public IP address which is attached to the virtual network gateway. Now, when the virtual network gateway is provisioned, this IP will get an IP at the end of that provisioning, and it will be attached to the virtual network gateway. So we have those three IPs, public IPs, and now we are actually provisioning the virtual network gateway in this step. Now you can see we are provisioning the virtual network gateway. It is going to, this virtual network gateway is going to the first VNet as shown by, it depends on this parameter. And the subnet where it is deployed is gateway subnet ref1, which is parameterized, and it refers to the first VNet's subnet, gateway subnet. And it has a public IP address, which again refers to the public IP which we allocated for this particular VNet gateway. Similarly, we do it for all three gateways. Once that is done, we need to establish connectivity between these two gateways. Or in our case, there are three different sites, so we need to connect them with a pair of connections each. The connections resource is what represents the actual connectivity between gateways. And the important property over here are these virtual network gateway 1 and virtual network gateway 2. What is it representing here is that it's a connection between the gateway, which is the first gateway, and the second gateway. So this represents a connection between the first and the second gateway. Similarly, there is a connection between the second and the first gateway, and a pair of connections between the on-prem and the virtual network gateway. Once that is done, in the same template, we are going to now define the three virtual machines. Now, these are already existing templates for virtual machines, so I'll not go into a lot of details. But you define a public IP address for the virtual machines, you define a NIC, and you attach that the NIC to the VM, and that's how you provision the VM. You can see that the networking portion of the VM is the network profile where we are attaching the NIC to the VM. So once that is done, we are ready to run this template. We run this template, and that is what we get when I was showing you the resource group, which was this resource group. and it has created all of this for us. Now, once this is done, we can go to the second template, which is the application gateway template, and this will show us how to deploy an application gateway. Again, lots of parameters where we have a parameters file which will allow us to parameterize everything. You don't need to change the gateway template itself. You can change the parameter file. Here we are choosing a small gateway, and we are deploying two instances, which is given by capacity. And the backend address pool is the three VMs which we created in the first template. Now we are ready to deploy the application gateway. Again, we need a public IP address similar to virtual network gateway, where we are saying, this is the public IP address which is assigned to the application gateway. And once the application gateway is provisioned, it gets a DNS and an IP. And this is the entire configuration. We'll be publishing these templates. Now, the application gateway is referred with this subnet. So it is deployed to the application gateway subnet of the first virtual network. And it has a front-end IP configuration and backend pool, which is connected to the three VMs which we deployed in the first template. And here is the important bit. The protocol here is we are just doing a HTTP load balancing. Application gateway can do SSL load balancing as well. And cookie-based affinity is disabled, but you can enable it using this property. And once that is done, the application gateway is deployed, and you can access it. And right now, because the session-based cookie affinity is disabled, every time we hit it, it is going to all three VMs in the three different associated networks. You can also see all of these properties using our Azure Resource Explorer. And you can see all of these properties which we deployed in our resource group, which shows connections, gateways, and everything. So that is everything which I wanted to show in this demo. Back to Ross. Thank you.
Great, thanks. So we'll make these templates available to you so you can see how we did it. So very quickly, you can be running in Azure. So the takeaways from our session here, really the scenario requirements define your connectivity choices. What cloud services are you accessing? Do you need virtual network, compute, VMs, platform as a service? Do you need public services like storage, media services? Do you need Office 365? Do you need CRM online? So performance and compliance concerns will also drive these decisions in terms of bandwidth, latency, cost. Can you go on the internet, or do you need to avoid the internet, or is the internet a good option for backup? ExpressRoute provides the most flexibility. Site-to-site VPN, again, a very good option. Secure access to virtual networks. You need to use the internet for storage or media services in that case. Point-to-site, very easy to deploy. Very good option. You can use it. Again, we said the example from the coffee shop. If you need secure access to your virtual networks. And then we showed you the demo of the application gateway where we can load balance between Azure and on-premises. So those are the options. We have references here that you can go in and look at to get more details of the hybrid networking technologies. So again, our goal is to make it simple for you, and we're always interested in your feedback. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today.